The song is Silver Stream, and joining me from her home in Northern California, Rita Hoskins, singer-songwriter, folk singer. Welcome to the Saturday Cafe.
Thank you, Frank, and good morning up there in Oregon. I'm calling you from sunny California down here.
Well, it's sunny up here, too, so
good.
I'm not feeling at all jealous much. I should say, award-winning singer-songwriter, folk singer Rita Hosking, you had a spate of good fortune in our neck of the woods this last September. Tell us about the Dave Carter Songwriter Competition.
Oh, yeah, that was exciting. That I haven't entered many contests, but that seemed like a really great one to enter, A, because it's in Sisters, and I've heard the Sisters is beautiful, and B, because I admire Dave Carter a lot. So I was lucky to get called as a finalist, and there were four other incredible finalists that I was just awed by. Rose Polanzani, Brad Kollerick, Sarah Sample, and Holly O'Reilly, otherwise known as Holly Figueroa.
Oh, Holly. Yes, I know Holly.
Yeah, but unfortunately, Holly couldn't make it to the contest because she was on her way, but she fell sick and had to turn back. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't be talking to you about this contest, I bet. But anyway, I was so excited to do that. And yeah, I was lucky enough to get called a winner, but I think they were all winners.
The Sisters Festival makes a distinction that this isn't a song competition. It's a songwriter competition. They're judging on the body of work rather than on a particular killer hook or song.
Yeah, it's nice.
What songs did you sing for them?
I did a song from my first album called Kitchen Table and Chairs, and that's one about what my parents decided to bring with them when a forest fire came to our area back in 1992, mm-hmm. and sort of what my father decided to do. And another called Cool Black Water, which is referring to water that was added to the drills of underground miners, and sort of a combination of a couple different stories I could tell you about if you wanted to play that later. And then Taking You In, both of those last two songs are off my Silver Stream album from last year.
Well, I confess to a real soft spot in my heart for Kitchen Table and Chairs, and at the risk of playing yet another fire song, I think I would like to play it now.
Oh, great. No, that's wonderful.
Kitchen Table and Chairs from Rita Hosking's first album, Are You Ready, on the Saturday Cafe. The heart of the home and the heart of the memory. Kitchen Table and Chairs by my guest on today's Saturday Cafe, Rita Hosking. Rita, is that your husband Sean on banjo on that song?
Yeah, he plays banjo on that song, and he actually played with me at the contest, too. You get to have an accompanist, if you like, and he comes with me most places, so he played along with me there, too, and he's on my last album in 2007 as well.
I understand that he's going to be touring with you this time through as well?
Yeah, we're coming up next week to do some shows, and Sean and I are going to be doing them, and he's playing dobro now too, so he'll be playing dobro and banjo.
Where are those? Yeah. It's the Axe and Fiddle in Cottage Grove next Friday.
Yeah, Thursday, actually.
Thursday, rather, I'm sorry.
January 15th, Thursday, is the Axe and Fiddle in Cottage Grove, and then on the 16th, Friday, we'll be playing a house concert in Corvallis.
Diane Arney's house. And then the Winter Folk Festival in Florence.
That's correct, on Sunday morning.
Oh. Does that mean you're going to be pulling out some spirituals and gospel music?
Now, I haven't been to that folk festival. Is that something that they would like to hear out there? I don't know.
I really don't know. It was kind of the tradition back in Wisconsin at the Great River Festival, which was my home festival, that they always had a bluegrass band Sunday mornings, and they would pull out all the old bluegrass gospel specials.
We've got those under our belt.
Yeah. This is Oregon. You can be as pagan as you'd like to be.
Okay. We did the Strawberry Music Festival in 2007, and we got to do the revival, which is a Sunday morning gospel situation. So we've brushed up on our gospel tunes, and I've actually written one I could do. So that, yeah, I think we're prepared for that. That'd be good.
Oh, that's good. You took a year off from teaching history to the middle school kids to concentrate on your music. What have you been doing?
I've been doing some great stuff. Well, I was so happy to be able to do that contest. And then pretty soon after I got back, I took off for Austin. I've been wanting to make a record that is all Rita Hosking songs and with a producer and get a lot of help on arrangements and things like that. And so I've looked around and I found Rich Brotherton, who produced Carolyn Herring's last two albums.
Mm-hmm.
And called him up and he listened and he was interested. So we went a date. We went ahead and made a date, and I took off to Austin in the fall and had an incredible time. I learned so much. I'm so happy I did it. I think that's a big reason I wanted to do it, just because I knew I'd learned so much. And anyway, we've got a new album coming out and probably be ready in the spring. He's working on mixing it this month when he's home, because he's a Rich Brotherton is a guitarist for Robert O'Keefe, and so he's out and about quite a bit and got some other projects, but I'm real excited about that one.
Do you have a title chosen yet?
I don't have a title chosen yet. I've got a couple I'm kicking around, and I'm kind of waiting until the baby's fully burst, you know?
For the water to break.
Yeah. Well, I think we're there, but you know, I think we've got four more songs to mix, and I just want to hear them all together. And you know, I didn't name my youngest daughter till she was about 6 days old, because I just couldn't come up with something before I'd met her for some reason. So I think it's a similar situation here.
Well, I look forward to meeting this new album, too. I really love your first two, and I really appreciate you joining me on the Saturday Cafe today.
Oh, well, I appreciate you having me. Thanks so much. And we're really looking forward to coming up to Oregon next week.
Let us close with one more song from Silverstream. You mentioned earlier that one of the songs that you played in Sisters was Cool Black Water. Tell us about that song.
That's a song that's a combination of two stories. My songs don't have a lot of hooks sometimes, but they have stories. I think that might be the hook. But this one, the water's referring to water that was added to drills of underground miners, and that was around the 1930s and 40s. And as you know, there's a lot of dust involved in mining, so people would get lung infections and, you know, miners' consumption.
Also, the dust in the air is explosive, especially carbon dust from coal. So,
yeah, so especially. My family history, the miners were more gold and miners and copper up in the UP in Michigan, but gold in California and in the deep underground mines in Grass Valley. But anyway, there's that story, and then there was a gentleman that my father worked at the sawmill with, and when he found out he was ill, he took his life, and he lived down the road from us, and his wife was actually a character from another song called Star Out Way, Bernice.
Right.
But he killed himself, and I don't know, I think that had some sort of impression on me about going how you want to go. My dad always said that he was going to fly an airplane into the side of Mount Shasta when he was ready to go. I don't think he's going to do that, but kind of choosing your point of exit. And so anyhow, that's how this song came about, Cool Black Water.
Rita Hosking on the Saturday Cafe.
A miner steps through his front door, and he says to his wife, "Honey, I can't work no more."